Warning. 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 Warning.
This is a Vangerville production. Please don't steal it. Thank you for your time. Now have fun. Whee!
That was perfect, except for the shitty weed.
Now, here regrettably is the Shane Show.
You, yeah. Give me 24 minutes. Now, there'd be music playing here, but because the cord got all fucked up and Danny blew it, I don't know what to tell you. I do know this. I do know I got things in my mind that I want to talk about, that I want to share, that I want to sort of address because, well, first of all, we got a double impeachment yesterday, which is pretty it's pretty insane. In the history of 240 years, we got a guy that's really now going down as the worst president in the history of history. But I don't really want to talk about him right now. I'm not talking about him today. We can talk about that tomorrow. What I do want to talk about, though, is how the left and the right at the fringes are so, so similar. And we, as sane people, have to recognize that. And then, in doing so, fight back against this shit in the same way that we fight against Newsmax or OAN, because untruths from either end, well, they're potentially the biggest problem that we have today because they keep us from getting back to each other. We've got the echo chambers in the right that just want to hear what they want to hear, right? They want to move on, and they don't want to talk about it, and they want us all to heal now because they want us to not talk about the glaring topic at hand, which is they were wrong. It's not even that the president stoked and incited a riot of people to go and storm the Capitol. It's not even about that for the people on the far right or on the right. They just don't want to hear, "I told you so." And there's nothing left with that subject to talk about other than they were wrong. But that doesn't make us always right. I read some shit tonight from some guy on the Twitters. It's what got me on here. Some idiot named Frank Sowa, S-O-W-A. Now, this guy is no fucking journalist. He's no, you want to know what it takes to become it. You got to go to school for years. You got to learn about fact-checking. You got to learn about the way to struggle. This guy just tweets out in the middle of the night. Breaking, like he's some kind of news channel. Breaking in all caps. Capitol building closed circuit TV feeds show. Now here's the people. Louie Gohmert, Jim Jordan, Matt Gaetz, Lauren Boebert, Marjorie Taylor Greene, Gosar, Andy Biggs. Those are the big devils right now in our eyes, right? In the left, that's who we blame the most currently. Well, he's clearly got them all listed, and he says that they were involved in giving reconnaissance tours to groups that came and stormed the Capitol. There are these wild stories running around, and listen, they might end up being true, but for now, they're fucking wild stories. The stories are that these people that stormed the Capitol last week were planning this shit out for weeks to the point where they were getting tours from these congressmen so that they could, quote unquote, case the joint out so that when they broke in, they knew where to go. That's living out there right now in far left land, which seeps into everything else. It's the same thing as the kookiness on the right on Newsmax and OAN and the conspiracy and the QAnon. They're no different. So now you got this guy firing off this tweet, which, if it's true, it means that a second branch of government or members of the second branch of government were involved in treason, something you might want to get fact-checked instead of sending out a tweet saying breaking from your own shitty personal account. If you have information like that, you might want to call a professional over at the Post or the Times and have them investigate it. They go and they source this stuff. They don't run stories like this without getting one or two sources, and then they double-check the sources. They find out what the sources are up to, whether they have any skin in the game to get the story out. They properly construct a narrative based in fact so that we aren't pushed again away from each other. This fucking guy should be banned off of Twitter. It's the same shit. It's the same kind of stuff as election lies. There was a fraud, or the election was a fraud. No, it wasn't. But because you heard from somebody who heard from somebody who heard from somebody who's living in a MAGA sleeping bag, you're now going to run that shit so that me and my uncle can't seem to find the middle ground or the gray area in anything, and we're losing time because he's getting older and I'm getting older and I can't seem to want to pick up the phone right now? All of this stuff has consequences. Then this idiot pins a tweet. I am no longer going to respond to tweets that ask for sources. That's a rabbit hole. That's not a rabbit hole, dude. It's called fact-checking. Listen, that's a rabbit hole that had me frozen off Twitter. Read my tweets. Read news. Listen to research beyond internet search engines. No, how about you give us a source if you're going to fire out that tweet at fucking at 2 o'clock in the morning? The damage is being done on both sides of the aisle. That is so deeply irresponsible. What that guy is doing is the same corroding thread of distrust. Nobody knows what to believe anymore. Nobody has any idea what's really going on. And then you get people that really want to hear that tweet, that really hope that it's true, and they get emotional about it, and then they start in with their whole tinfoil hat, and the next thing you know, you got 4,000. That tweet becomes somebody else's tweet I heard or just saw or maybe... No, and then we've got hundreds and hundreds of people that are emotionally wanting that to be true, firing that off into the fucking Twitter sphere, hoping that if they fire it off enough or they retweet it enough that it will become fact. And that's what echo chambers are doing to us. All the evil and dark people aren't living on the right. They're living everywhere for their own reasons. Maybe this guy just wants me to talk about his tweet. Maybe he just wants attention. Maybe his girlfriend didn't come over tonight. Maybe he's having trouble with his son. So he's trying to feed the void. Like we all do. But don't get on fucking Twitter and start making up shit you don't know is true for a fact, because it gets people crazy, like my girlfriend who gets emotional and retweets it and starts reading, and then we're all back to square one, which is as far away from each other as we've ever been in our lives. And that's not the point to what I'm trying to do here. Shame on you, Tom Sowa. Whoever the fuck you are, you can't do this to people. You can't do it to the people on the right, and you can't do it to the people on the left. We can't sit here in our group, in our echo chamber, pretending like we've got the moral high ground for right now because of what they did. I got news for you. There will be a low point for us morally again, Just like there's been over and over and over for the left for the last 100 years, because we're all human beings, strife with the human condition. And the human condition isn't relegated to the left or to the right. There are fallible people with issues who are fucked up on both sides.
This episode of The Shane Show is sponsored by HelloFresh.com. Delicious. That's what I'm saying. Break out of your dinner rut with HelloFresh's 22 seasonal chef-curated recipes each week. There's something for everyone, including low-calorie vegetarian and family-friendly recipes every week. HelloFresh has more five-star recipes than any other meal kit, so you'll know you get something delicious. Second of all, you're going to save time. HelloFresh cuts out stressful meal planning and prepping, so you can enjoy cooking and get dinner on the table in just about 30 minutes or even 20 minutes with their quick recipe options. The average trip to the grocery store, and in the current times, that's not really helpful, takes about 41 minutes. That's over 35 hours a year of your life of you going to the grocery store. Save time with HelloFresh.com. And flexibility? Well, we got that in spades. Add extra meals or lunches to your weekly order, or throw in yummy sides and desserts like garlic bread and cookie dough. This is easily going to change your delivery days or food preferences, and you can skip a week whenever you like. I got news for you. This is America's number one meal kit. I sat down and had the hoisin shrimp. I've had the rockfish. This stuff is good treats. It's good eating. It's quick. It's easy. I'm even bonding with my girl making this stuff. You must go to HelloFresh.com/ use the code ShaneShow10. HelloFresh.com/ShaneShow10 and use code ShaneShow10 for 10 free meals, including free shipping. HelloFresh.com/ShaneShow10. And that's what you're going to get. You're going to get deliciousness. You're going to get saving time. And you're going to get sustainability. Get there now. HelloFresh.com/ShaneShow10.
We've got to find a playbook that we can all play by. And when you spew out shit that isn't fact, it keeps us from being, well, on the one wavelength we all need to be on, which is the truth is the truth. Because we can find each other in the middle if we can agree on facts. That is an alternative fact that guy is living in. He's Kelly Conway. He's any of these idiots on Fox. And by the way, he's not the only dude. There's fucking thousands. Where are we going to find the common ground of the middle if that is continuing to happen all of the time, no matter what, because we're living in the time that we're living in? Leave it to Ashley Parker and Bob Costa and Michael Schmidt. These cats went to school for years. They've been banging around newsrooms for the last decade. They're in the middle of one of the great historic periods in the history of their lives, and they're doing a fine job. The solution is to source. If you're listening to this show and you read something and you're like, wow, holy shit, and you want it to be true because you want these guys to go down, because this is exactly what happened to me when I read this tweet. Holy shit, wow. Wouldn't that be great news? Because then I could continue to be more right. Then I could hop up a plateau on the moral high ground. Then I could even be more self-righteous, see? That's all the stuff that was going on inside of me right out of the gate. And I'm smarter than most of you. Most people aren't that smart. They feel it. It must be true. That's a fact. Off I go. That's not what we need to be doing. And I don't like to complain without having a solution, but I do. The next time you read something and it makes you feel, oh my God, yes, we're winning. Breathe and source. The Wall Street Journal on the right is good factual stuff. It has a conservative sling, but it's factual. The New York Times, The Washington Post, Reuters, Associated Press. There are lots of news organizations that are trying to just give you the facts. They're not trying to rile you up. They're trying to uphold a journalistic standard because they're impassioned about journalism. They want to get it right. They don't want to get it a certain way. Those are the people that we need to trust more than ever right now in the time that we're living in. Otherwise, we all wake up and now it's like I'm hooting and hollering and Facebooking and Twitching and tweeting and Instagramming and fuck you and oh, wait. And that's not why we're here. I understand they want us to get on with healing, but we're not even through the fucking woods yet with this guy, man. He could drop a nuke in the next 72 hours. How about you let us get him out of office before I start to take some time about healing? This guy is a dictator. He is an autocrat, and he has turned my fucking family against me. Fuck that guy. Because we got to get it back to the issues that matter. When I wake up in the morning in my day, what is it that matters? And what matters to me is that I do better than I did the day before. That's it. And I try to stay really fucking present right here, right now. 1,000 times a day, right here, right now. What's going on? Right here, right now, I am enjoying using my gift. I didn't get a lot, but I got this. I got the ability to articulate a point in a way that sounds really smart, but ultimately anybody can understand. Not words for words, not flowery for flowery, the ability to communicate. And so for today, right here, right now, when I get to exercise that gift, well, it gives me the fucking juice. And the juice is there for everybody. It's different for everybody. Everybody's got their own fucking vision to the juice. I was watching this amazing movie last night. I saw Soul. I don't know if anybody else has seen this shit, but it was great. And it just reaffirms what's going on in all of us. There are plenty of things that we have every day in our lives that make us feel good about who we are and what we're doing here. For me, it's not the finish line. It's not the result. It's not living in the when I get this. Or when this happens, or I'll be okay when. It's about, wow, fuck, I'm in the middle of wherever I'm going. I'm hustling my journey here. My journey is mine to be shared with the people that I love. No one can take it. No one can discredit it. People can judge it, but they can't take it. And some days I deserve to be judged, and other days they're off base. And in the meantime, I'm awash in the fucking beauty of my own mess and my own success. We're all getting it right, even when we get it wrong. As long as we're present, right here, right now. What am I doing? What am I doing to really understand the fucking joy and the perfection of absolutely nothing? Now I'm starting to sound like an idiot. I don't want to sound like an idiot. I want everybody to find what makes them happy, man. Find your fucking juice. And it doesn't need to be everybody else's juice. And it doesn't need to be something that everybody thinks is cool. It doesn't need to be something that you're getting lots of likes for or any of that, because that's the wrong avenue to be looking down. Find what makes you happy and your soul joyous. What makes your fucking heart sing. When your heart sings, when you're in the juice, it's impossible to have a bad day. Impossible. You're going to have bad moments. But I can also start my day over at any time. You ask my friends, you ask the people that love me, I don't really have a clock. I'm up and I'm down. I somehow figured out a way to get that done. And that's the way that I fucking like to live. It's not realistic. Although I guess maybe it can be. Find what makes you happy and chase it. But make sure that it makes you happy for the right reasons. When I watch Clancy people chessing and being manager guy, and it's not when he's at the show or when he's backstage or when he's handing out wristbands. It's when he's in his fucking office and he's sitting there and I watch the thing click and he's like, right, this is the chess move on the board. That's what, when I watch people in their own joy, when they're in that flow moment, let's all find our flow moment. Everybody listening to me right now has something that they do extremely well, and they find themselves sort of lost in the moment, and it feels effortless. You will not convince me that doesn't happen for every single person in the world. Maybe it's dog walking. Maybe it's lifting weights. Maybe it's writing. Maybe it's painting. But let's not discredit what our beautiful thing is in us, because we might not think it'll play well with everybody else, or it's not going to make me rich, or it's not going to make me famous, or it's not going to make me whatever. Whatever it is that brings you joy is what brings you joy. That's it. It doesn't need to be any harder than that. And if you're a welder and you're like, fuck, I wake up every morning and I do really well and I know how this works and the thing and the right amount of heat, and then I add this metal and then that holds and then I have to let it breathe for about, I don't know, 2.5 or 4 seconds. There it is. But I don't think about 2.5 or 4 seconds because I just know. Because it's what I'm best at doing. It's because it's what makes my heart flow. You can't tell me that that's any less important to that man than it is to some dude who just caught 4 touchdowns in a national title game. They're both living in their same flow moment. Neither is any more or less important than the other. They're both fucking perfect. And that, my friends, well, that's your 24 minutes. Let's be good to each other. I'll see you tomorrow.